Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about something that's starting to reshape the landscape of both business and technology, agentic intelligence. Specifically, we're diving into how autonomous AI agents are not just helping out, but actually changing the game. For years, AI has been about predictions. Predict the next word. Predict the customer who's most likely to churn. Predict the best time to send an email. But in 2025, AI has stepped beyond prediction and into action. That's where agentic intelligence comes in. It's not just about knowing, it's about doing. An AI agent is an autonomous system that can observe, decide, and act toward a goal, sometimes with human oversight, but often on its own. It's the difference between a calculator and an assistant. The calculator gives you the answer. The assistant figures out what question you should be asking in the first place and then solves it. That's what AI agents are doing across industries right now. The impact has been nothing short of transformative. In business operations, agents are handling vendor follow-ups, scheduling, and procurement flows without constant oversight. In marketing, they're not just running A/B tests. They're generating copy, launching campaigns, analyzing performance, and optimizing in real time. In customer success, they're tracking behavior, detecting churn signals, and proactively reaching out with personalized solutions. We're also seeing a huge shift in how teams approach productivity. Instead of asking, "How do I automate this?" people are now asking, "Can I hand this off to an agent entirely?" This shift in mindset opens the door to whole new ways of working, faster, leaner, and more focused on the high-value stuff. One area where this has become especially clear is software development. We've reached a point where AI agents can not only write boilerplate code, but also generate components, debug, run tests, and even refactor based on evolving requirements. At Akofi Nova, where we build MVP apps for startups using modern tools like Lovable, Bolt, and Next.js, we're increasingly seeing agents step into the early stage dev process, helping validate product ideas, draft user flows, and even generate usable UI in record time. It's like having an extra team member who works 24/7 and never forgets context. And context is key. What separates a useful agent from a frustrating one is how much context it can hold, not just in terms of memory, but in understanding your business, your users, your goals. The best agents today aren't generic. They're specialized, trained or fine-tuned for specific use cases. One agent might handle inbound sales, another might assist with onboarding, another might track internal team metrics, each one learning, improving, and adapting in its own role. What makes this all work is interoperability. Agents are only as good as their access to tools. When an agent can plug into your CRM, your calendar, your analytics, your internal database, that's when it becomes truly useful. That's why the best implementations right now are built around agents with strong API access and the ability to reason across platforms. But there's something else happening that's even more exciting. These agents aren't just useful, they're becoming strategic. Businesses are using them to run simulations, test pricing models, explore new market segments, and even make recommendations for hiring or expansion. In short, they're becoming part of the decision-making process, not just the execution layer. That's a major shift in how companies operate. Of course, all of this brings new challenges. There are risks around autonomy, trust, and visibility. If an agent goes off course, how do you catch it? If it makes a bad decision, who's responsible? That's why a lot of teams are designing their systems with explainability in mind, making sure the agent can report back on why it did what it did. We're also seeing hybrid approaches, human-in-the-loop systems that let the agent act, but with checkpoints or approval flows at key moments. Another trend worth watching is collaboration between agents. That's right, agents working with other agents. One agent can gather data, another can analyze it, another can take action. They pass tasks between themselves, like a team. And if designed well, they can scale incredibly fast. Imagine spinning up an entire department, virtual and autonomous, in minutes. That's no longer science fiction. It's happening. We're also starting to see new roles emerge inside companies: agent designers, prompt engineers, workflow architects. These are the people figuring out how to design, deploy, and manage agentic systems, not just from a technical standpoint, but with a focus on usability, ethics, and business alignment. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back soon with more deep dives from the cutting edge of tech and innovation. Until then, keep experimenting and keep building.